December 7th, Zechariah 9-9, 10, 11, 13, 16, 17. Jesus says, Satan seduced the children of God with proud thought. He injected into the innocent a thirst for being great by all forms of greatness, power, knowledge, and possession. You will become like God. The serpent's hiss had faded out centuries before, but the sound, that no longer cut through the air, was fused to the murmur of the blood in man's heart. It is still fused to this blood of yours, dearer to you than your souls. And you live doing harm to your souls and bodies, to obey the imperative of your blood, poisoned by Satan. But you are mistaken, in applying value and meaning to things and words. The Father Creator had already bestowed upon you the gift of being like God. But a likeness with which what is flesh and blood has nothing to do, but, rather, the Spirit, for God, is a spiritual and perfect being, and He had made you great in the Spirit, and capable of reaching perfection through full grace in yourselves and in ignorance of evil. I came to place things and words in the proper light, and by words and deeds I showed you that true greatness, true wealth, true wisdom, true royalty and true deification are not as you think. I did not want birth in a royal palace, pomp in my life, a court with dignitaries, ministers, cocoa palms and horses, distinguished teaching chairs, palaces, and possessions. I came meek and humble as a poor child who does not have even the shelter of a poor room, but a cavern, shelter for animals, to spend his first days in the world. I came as a refugee in foreign regions, a fugitive before the base power of men. I experienced hunger and the degradation of being one of the homeless who must scrape out their sustenance by way of little mouthfuls through a thousand humble jobs. I came as the son of a worker, and a poor one, in addition. A village worker asked by farmers, carters, and housewives for handles for their farm tools, spokes, and rims for the wheels of their rural carts, repairs of kneading troughs and stools, and the construction of poor beds for the different couples, as humble as the carpenter of Nazareth, who had to make themselves a house, or a crib for the first baby. I came as a pilgrim without a stone, to rest his head on, and having to lie down wherever the Creator has him find one, and without food, except that given by the charity of those receiving him, which may be bread and salt, or a bowlful of goat's milk, or fish roasted on the coals of farmers, sore fishermen, like the rich banquet of the Pharisee, at which the succulent dishes were bitter for me, because they were not seasoned with love, but with curiosity alone, or the meals at Bethany rest for the soul of Christ, who rediscovered a mother there in Martha, filled with material care, and in Mary, filled with adoration, and felt comprehended by the learned mind of a friend. I entered as a son of David into the royal city, which, as I was entering, was already expelling me, almost as if I were a shameful abortion, astride a donkey offered me by the generosity of a simple man who had known me as the teacher and the son of God. I died naked, and on a bed of disgrace which was not even mine in its coarse wood, and I was prepared and buried in bandages, and fragrances purchased by those who loved me, and in a tomb offered by the mercy of those who loved me. I was great, because I wanted to be small. Remember this, you that, while being small, want to be great, at any cost, even illicitly. And my kingdom will have no end or limit, for at the cost of my total annihilation I conquered it for myself. If you had let me reign instead of killing me, first on the cross, and then in your consciences, you would have known eras of peace, as long as the earth, from the moment I set my foot upon it as the innocent one, for I am the King of Peace. I am peace itself. I would have given you peace in nations and peace in consciences, for with my blood, the blood of the circumcision, would have sufficed to redeem mankind. I came to free you from the waterless pit which Satan had dug for you, and where you were perishing and perished because, in spite of my having pulled you out of it, you have wanted to go back into it, since the seducer has paved it with gold, and painted obscene images on the right-hand wall and images of power on the left-hand wall. Three things which have the maximum value for you. And yet I let myself be stretched out on the cross, to make my martyrdom a narrow perforating the closed heavens, and opening the way for God's forgiveness. And even though you have hated me, I continue to rally you together, like a trumpet held by an ensign, to make you into my peaceful army which conquers the heavens. Come. Before the hour arrives, when you will no longer be able to come, come to me. Be dressed in my uniforms and marked with my sign. The angel of God protected the children of Israel from the extermination of Egypt through the blood of the Lamb sprinkled upon the door jams and lintels. I, the Lamb of my father and Lord, for my father saved his children through my blood, with which I dyed not the material of wood and stone which perish, but their immortal souls. For those marked with my blood, the trumpets of the universal roll call will be newly infused life, and from the folds in the ground in which they will have been sleeping for centuries, the bones of the just will rise with rejoicing, to be clothed in perfect flesh, for it will be nourished by the living bread which has come down from heaven for you, and by the wine squeezed out of the veins of the Holy One who makes your souls virginal and worthy to enter into the heavenly Jerusalem. The same day Mary says, another gift from the mother on the occasion of my feast. There are two other sentences in the Gospel referring to me which you interpret more or less adequately. I will explain them to you. Matthew says, while Jesus was speaking, his mother and his brothers were outside, trying to speak to him. Someone said, your mother and your brothers are looking for you. But he replied, who is my mother, and who are my brothers? Here is my mother and here are my brothers. Whoever does the will of my Father. A repudiation of his mother? No. Praise for his mother, who was perfect in doing the will of the Father. My Jesus well knew the will that I was carrying out. A will which I had made my own, and before which I did not draw back, even if every lapsing minute repeated to me, like a blow upon the nail driven into my heart, this ends with Calvary. He well knew that I had deserved to be the mother of God, because I had done his will, and if I had not done it, he would not have had me as a mother. Therefore, among all those who listened to him, as one bound to him by a tie superior to the blood, by a supernatural link, I was the first among all the disciples in time and in knowledge, for the word of God had been instructing me since the period when I bore him in my womb. I was his mother in the meaning he attached to his divine words, and, together with the human recognition of the listeners, he gave me his divine recognition as a true mother, for I gave life to the will of his Father and mine. Luke narrates that, while Jesus was speaking, a woman said, blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast which gave you milk. My son replied, rather, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it. To be the mother of Jesus was a grace it was not licit for me to boast of. Among the millions and millions of souls created by the Father, by an inscrutable decree he chose mine to be without stain. The Eternal does not want me to humble myself in heaven, for he made me queen in the happy instant in which, on leaving the earth, I was encircled by the embrace of my son. This was my intense longing in the time of separation, a desire which consumed me like a burning lamp. But, if he so permitted, I would eternally remain prostrated before his radiance so as to humble my whole self in his sight, in remembrance of his benign decree, which gave me a soul baptized before all souls, not with water and salt, but with the fire of his love. His having fed at my breast, could not stir up the flames of pride in me either. He could have come upon the earth, to be an evangelizer and redeemer without lowering his incarnate divinity to the natural needs of an infant. As he rose into heaven after his mission, so he could have descended from heaven to begin it, endowed with an adult, perfect body, necessary for your heaviness as fleshly beings. My Lord and Son can do all, and I was nothing but an instrument, to make the real incarnation of God, most pure spirit, as Jesus Christ, the Son of Mary of Nazareth, more comprehensible and persuasive for you. But to have observed the word of God, and refined the senses of the soul with total purity since childhood, this was greatness, and to have listened to the word, who was my son, to make it my bread, and fuse myself increasingly to my Lord, this was blessedness. Oh, holy word! The gift given to God's beloved ones, a robe of fire, that surround with splendors, life that become the life of those to whom you give yourself, may you be loved more and more by them, as I loved you in ardor and humility. Work in these children of mine, O most holy word, for you took them as mine at the foot of the cross, to bring comfort to my agony as a mother whose adored son has been slain, and lead them to heaven, along a way of shining truths and impassioned works. Lead them unto my heart, where you slept as an infant and rested when slain, where there are still drops of your most holy blood and my weeping, so that the residue of their humanity will be dissolved on contact with it, and they, luminous with your light, may enter with you into the city, where everything is eternal perfection, and where you reign and will reign, my holy Son. Jesus says, tell Father that among the probatory considerations is the fact that the dictations, in view of their content, certainly cannot emerge from a heart which special occurrences lead to become agitated by creating thoughts contrary to those you are writing. Among them, let father observe the text written on the day surrounding your mother's gifts, and, recently, the one on December 6th. Let him add this consideration to the others. It is a certain proof of the non-human source of your writings.